It's time now for Fashionista Friday with Monica Bothan from Monica's Apparel and Accessories in Dawson, Minnesota.
And she's definitely got the look on this Friday. She always has the look. Monica Bothan in the studio with us for Fashionista Fridays. Good morning, Monica.
Good morning.
Well, you brought rolls, and now we got our coffee, and we're set.
Well, it's been such a long time since I've been into Madison, Minnesota at Q92.
Yeah, we've been broadcasting over your place of business.
Yes, and for you listeners out there that are listening, thank you very much. And for the ones that don't know for sure the channel, it's 92.1 on your FM dial.
How's the coffee this morning? Maynard's coffee.
OMG. So when I walk in here, I see cute little Deb Meyer, and she's leaving, and she says, oh, you can park up here, Monica. I'm leaving, so you can park ahead. Good old, this is why we love Minnesota. The Minnesota nice is good here.
There you go. All right. Well, I tell you what, we've got a lot of things to talk about, a lot of things going on over in Dawson, and it's Valentine's Day coming up.
It's Valentine's Day coming up. It's Wear Red for Heart Health today. And a lot of times they do that on Friday. And so I want to propose that to everyone out there. Oh, Monica, I don't have a lot of red. Well, come on into Monica's, because I have a whole section that I've been working on for this heart health, because it's so, so important. And it's fun to just have a little bit of red on. And you know what? Whenever I wear red, I get so many compliments.
Yep. Red's your favorite, one of your favorite colors, I think, isn't it?
It is, but I wear a lot of black and gray. But like today, I wore black and gray. And then I could switch to put on that little red jacket. I like to change it up 2-3 times a day.
Yeah, I've noticed that about you. You like to change outfits.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Plus, you know, I get a little warm.
Yeah. All right, so let's start out with what's Monica wearing today?
Oh, let's see how limber Monica is today.
Get that leg up.
With the weather. Get that leg up.
Get that leg up there.
It's a little bit tougher today. See, my boots.
Oh, yeah.
Leather soles, grip, Minnesota friendly. I couldn't find my furry boots today, but these are all leather. They're a 3/4 boot. Wonderful grip. They're like a charcoal gray black color. I love them. Paired up with some higher socks. And then my red.
Red leggings.
Fleece leggings for go red.
Okay, you said fleece leggings. So there's different kinds of leggings?
Yeah. So, you know, me, I'm hot. Hot flashing. Not hot looking, but hot flashing.
You're both.
There's two different things. So anyway, as I take off my cardigan sweater, these have fleece lining. So bottom line is I can never have ever kept these in stock.
Oh.
With fleece, they're fleece lining. So like what these gloves have inside, they have inside, and they are warm. So then most people, when they go out with a legging, it's almost like you're going out with nothing on.
Okay.
Right? So these
I wouldn't know that, but.
Well, yeah. Please don't wear leggings. Okay.
Hey, I wore leggings one. I was in a Shakespeare play up at Morehead State once.
Oh, you know what? Then that was appropriate.
There is a picture of me in leggings. So what?
Then that was appropriate. Yeah. Oh, you're right. Okay. That's okay. So the bottom line is I have a lot of fleece leggings in my store, and then I have the sleeveless longer tunic with little silver studs on that I paired over a white blouse, which every woman has to have a white blouse in her wardrobe. And I got some more in the smaller sizes. And I firmly believe there ain't nothing like a white blouse, especially when you don't know what you want to wear under something, or you're a little tired in the morning because it looks blustery out. You think, ooh, this is a good soup and cozy day.
Yep.
So, and then I paired it up with my animal print gray and black sweater coat, where everybody in Dawson thought I was underdressed today because it's so cold. But if you can feel the thickness, it's like a coat.
Oh, it is. Definitely.
So a lot of these cardigan sweaters, when women say, oh, I'm too short to wear them, you can wear them as a car coat. Okay. They are wonderful.
Yep.
Wonderful.
Right.
And easy to drive in.
And they look nice. I like animal prints, no matter what color.
Well, that's huge right now.
Is it?
Yes. Okay. And that's why I had to bring in this fur coat, too. I just got this in, and actually I had it in for a month or a couple weeks to a month, and I didn't even realize I had it in a box in my cabin. And then I brought this baby out, and she's animal print. And I think, didn't we put this on Facebook?
Yeah.
Did you think
oh,
we?
Oh, no, I will.
Okay. Did we? Okay. So much to keep up with for us.
Yeah.
Yeah. So this fur coat is like your car coat length. It's not a button coat. It's got like these little snaps in there.
Okay.
And I paired it up with a black and cream blingy top. Now, 95% of women will say, oh, that's so dressy. I don't go anywhere. That's too dressy. Not a fur. A fur isn't a dress coat. It used to be back in the day. My mom would wear the fur coat for church, right? Well,
right.
And she never wore jeans. But nowadays, you can wear this coat with a rip and repair jean and look smoking hot when you're going out.
Yeah, that was really... Yeah,
or going jeans. Out to eat for Valentine's. This is warm. Mm-hmm. It's beautiful style. And I have one extra large left. And I love it. And somebody better buy it, so I don't want it.
All right.
So I can't have it.
Animal print is in.
It's huge.
Yep.
I have it in hats. I have it in gloves. And then I wanted to show you this plaid, red and blue, and this red purse. I'm trying to focus in on some red.
Yep.
And then we put a little velvet shirt underneath. Now, this is really cute with a dress pant in navy, or it's cute with jeans. And you can... take the red top underneath out and put a cream colored turtleneck. Just a really cute.
What kind of top is that you have over that coat?
This is a sleeveless vest.
Can I get a little closer to the mic there, Monica?
I'm sorry. Yep. A sleeveless wool vest with Sherpa cream fur around the collar. And so that's just really cute. You can wear it over a white shirt, your white shirt, or you could wear it with a cream-colored sweater, you could wear it with jeans, you could wear a dress pants. Very versatile. And vests are huge.
Yep.
Again.
Yep.
And women like them because they cover up the yay in the middle.
The yay.
The yay.
The yay.
Yeah.
The yay in the middle.
Yeah. And then...
I like the handbag with that, the red handbag.
I like it when you notice things like this because this is pleather, not leather.
Okay.
But it's soft and supple, like leather. Oh. I mean, you could take this to Sturgis and pass it off for $190.
Oh, wow.
But not at Monica's.
Nope.
She won't rip you off. No. Anyway, so that's a cute little purse because you could fit your wallet in there and your cell phone. And wouldn't that be fun out for a dinner out?
It would
for
be.
For Valentine's?
Yep.
And then we got here, I have this black long sleeve cowl neck, super soft sweater. It feels like a jammy top paired up with this brown leopard print cardigan. Isn't that cute?
Oh, that's
Winterfest ready.
Yeah. I like the color match there.
Yeah, isn't that pretty?
Yep.
And then behind.
Gray, black, and
brown and tan.
Animal print.
Yeah.
Yep.
And then behind it, we have a cardigan set where you can mix and match. That was one of my favorite sweaters that came in because if somebody is traveling, they can throw that regular sweater underneath a black coat or another black sweater. The cardigan on the outside, you can throw a black plain top underneath a white blouse. It's just a great mix and matcher.
Yep. There you go.
I can't stay by the mic, can I?
Okay. I thought this was a fashion question Maynard was having. Yeah.
Oh, I love it.
Mail in Dawson's an hour and a half late due to truck problems, so can't get your mail yet, Monica.
Uh-oh. That's okay. Those bills can wait. I love it.
So mail in Dawson, hour and a half late today due to the truck problems. There we go.
Well, that stuff happens.
Yep.
And then if you need to doll up for any kind of special event that, you know, there's a lot of Valentine's balls or different things or weddings, this black and gold dress, it's black on the top with velvet and black and gold on the bottom. And it's really comfy because it's all stretchy.
Mm-hmm.
So it has a zipper, but you can just slip it on. And my number one robe to put over sleeveless dresses in black, it's 3/4 sleeve, it's see-through. But it's a high-low. It covers the arms, which women don't like to show off.
Mm-hmm.
And then it covers the back end, and yet you still can see the dress.
Oh,
and
awesome.
I had to bring that in because right now, a lot of people don't know what to wear to weddings.
What to wear where?
To weddings.
Oh,
or
weddings.
Like a banquet.
Okay, yeah.
And, you know, I don't know, how should I put it, for formal events, This is formal enough for a formal event.
Definitely.
And you could wear it again and again. So
it's got that gold. Is that what you call it? The gold, the bottom part is a gold?
It's like a gold lame. It's just, it's got a little iridescence to it. Mm-hmm. It's just beautiful on and it's cute. I actually own that dress and I just feel like $1 million in it because it's comfortable, it's cute, and it's cozy. So it matches the three C's, so I'm good to go.
And you even matched gold jewelry around it.
Yes, I'm glad you noticed that. So we put some pearls and some gold and then a statement necklace with some circlier, chunkier earrings. And I think that's so cute. Now, for Valentine's Day.
Yeah, Valentine's Day is coming up. What do you have at Monica's for Valentine's Day?
Oh, my gosh. Red. So I have this red little biker jacket in pleather.
Oh.
And it has a little gray sweater to wear underneath with a red heart. It is so cute. Plus, I also have it in a tunic in red and blue plaid to wear underneath it. This, ladies, should be in your wardrobe. I don't have very many sizes left. Yep. I maybe think I have like an extra large left, but that was really, really good.
That pops.
It pops.
A red biker jacket.
Yeah, it's just cute. And it's like that. It's like a suede material, but it's washable.
Yep.
Okay, and I want to tell you about, I recently had an interview with a magazine that I'm going to be in May and April. Mm. And I'm so pumped because they gave me they said it was going to be a half hour interview on Super Bowl Sunday, but it turned into 48 minutes. Go figure. I guess I had a lot to say.
Awesome.
So that went really well. And we brought back some information how he said what I did when I started, and I said I was supposed to do more people's wardrobes and consulting in their wardrobes and different things. So I'm ready to bring that back again and let my customers and people out there know that if you've got a wardrobe out there or something special, an event, I can come to your closet and help you organize, not throw everything away. But it's wonderful where I can mix and match and make people have new outfits with the clothes they have.
And you love doing that, don't you?
I love it.
Okay, you got Winterfest going on in Dawson.
Yes, I do. Winterfest is going on strong right now. And we have Taste Dawson tomorrow morning from 10 till noon. And Monica's Apparel and Accessories on Chestnut Street is having wild rice soup and dark chocolate sea salt caramel.
Whoa, is that tomorrow?
Tomorrow.
Wild rice soup at Monica's.
Mm-hmm.
Go there, shop, buy some a biker jacket that's red.
Yeah, yeah. Or a fur coat.
Yeah.
Or a sweater.
Sweater?
Or gloves. Or hats.
Shoes.
Or shoes. Or boots. I got it all.
So when are you going to be open today and tomorrow?
I am open today till 10 till 6, Saturday 10 to 5, or by appointment. Yeah, my normal hours are Wednesday through Friday, 10 to 6, Saturday 10 to 5, or by appointment. And I want to wish everybody a wonderful weekend. And if you get time, stop by in Dawson.
That's right. And Valentine's coming up, guys.
Oh, yes. And everybody that buys a certificate, I'm throwing a free scarf in with it so they get a gift. That went over really well for the holidays.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm carrying it forward to Valentine's Day.
Sounds great. Thanks.
And cruise on into Monica's for a pair of cruisers.
I love your sayings. It's
Thank
awesome.
You.
There's Monica with Fashionista Friday.